This is John Batchelor, conversation with the author Paul Halpern from his book Flashes of Creation, George Gamow, Fred Hoyle, and the Great Big Bang Debate. This is Cosmology. George Gamow represented Expanding Universe. Fred Hoyle represented Static Universe, Fixed, the debate in the 20th century. However, here Paul Halpern gives us the lives of cosmologists. This is Fred Gamow, who was trapped inside the Soviet Union most of his adult life, had a young wife, and he needed to escape. And Paul Halpern tells us why and how he did it. And Niels Bohr, the place he plays. You saw the movie Oppenheimer. Bohr was a treat, man of action, in addition to a major piece of the cosmology debate in the 20th century. Here's Paul Halpern on George Gamow's escape with his wife, 1933. Really happened. More of this tonight.
Gamow was generally apolitical and non-religious. He didn't like controversy, but at the same time, he didn't like the communist regime precisely because it was so political. And once it started to intrude into science and started to argue that science should be interpreted through Marxist-Leninist philosophy, that was the line in the sand. Gamow couldn't see doing any scientific work if it's going to be proscribed by following certain political beliefs. And that's when he knew that he had to escape from the Soviet Union, and he knew that he had to bring his young wife with him. So they tried the rubber kayak in the Black Sea. They were going to go to Turkey and pretend that they were Danish and go to the Danish embassy and have Niels Bohr bail them out. But they barely made it across the sea. They went out for one day, and the next day was stormy. They were blown back to shore. So that was it for that plan. But luckily, Niels Bohr arranged that he was the Soviet representative to the Salve Conference of 1933. And he worked very hard, Gamow worked very hard, to get his wife to be able to go along with him so that they could escape.